KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, breezy, and it's currently 30 degrees. Temperature's been holding steady for a couple of hours. We look for cloudy skies with light snow this morning and a high today only around 32. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Creston Police Department today reports 20-year-old Caleb Ryder of Creston was arrested Tuesday afternoon on a Crawford County warrant for sexual abuse in the third degree. Ryder was subsequently transferred to the custody of Crawford County. And Tuesday night, 39-year-old Jennifer Beard of Creston was arrested on a charge of harassment in the third degree. Beard was also cited for a second offense trespass. She was being held in the Clark County Jail on a $300 bond. Police in Council Bluffs Tuesday said an autopsy on an unidentified person whose body was found wrapped in a sheet Monday morning in the area of South 9th Street and 2nd Avenue in Council Bluffs has been identified by the DCI Crime Lab in Ankeny as 35-year-old William Joseph Tong Dutt of Council Bluffs. The findings from the autopsy and cause of death are still under investigation. If you have any information regarding the incident, contact Council Bluffs Police at 712-328-4765 or Crime Stoppers at 328-7867. Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a traffic stop at around 11:56 p.m. on Friday resulted in a pursuit and the eventual arrest of 53-year-old Michael James Brown. The traffic stop was initiated on a pickup as it was traveling on East Washington Street in Clarinda. As the pickup continued east to Highway 71, the pursuing deputy activated his emergency lights and siren. At the intersection of 71, the pickup turned south toward the intersection with Highway 2. And at the intersection of Highways 71 and 2, the driver turned south and pulled into a business in an attempt to hide his vehicle with the other parked vehicles. Brown, who was the only person in the vehicle, was arrested and transported to the Page County Jail on charges of possession, receipt, transportation, and dominion and control of firearms, offensive weapons, and ammunition by felons, and a felony charge of prohibited people eluding, also driving while license barred, a habitual offender. Brown was being held in the Page County Jail on a $9,000 cash-only bond while awaiting further court proceedings. The Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 42-year-old Travis Quinn Wambold of Fontenelle had been arrested October 22nd. Wambold was taken into custody on two Union County warrants for felony threat by explosive or incendiary device, a simple misdemeanor charge of harassment in the first degree as well. His cash or surety bond was set at $7,300. Officials of the Harlan Police Department yesterday released their weekly arrest report. Authorities say on October 24, 32-year-old Kimberly Desiree Kidd of Harlan was arrested for domestic abuse assault. On October 21st, 33-year-old Zachary Thomas Scheffler of Harlan was arrested on an active warrant. 37-year-old Michael Dwayne Mezenbrink of Arthur was arrested October 17th for assault while displaying a dangerous weapon and no proof of insurance. Also on October 17th, 35-year-old Reed Jeffrey Heminger of Harlan was arrested for domestic abuse assault and harassment. And on October 16th, Harlan police arrested 58-year-old Ginger K. Spray of Harlan on an active warrant. Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there were three recent arrests and one injury accident. 49-year-old Kevin Michael Stedman of Glenwood was arrested Saturday afternoon for domestic abuse assault. And 52-year-old Scotty Ray Glasgow of Columbus, Nebraska was arrested around 3:50 a.m. Saturday for being a fugitive from justice and for possession of drug paraphernalia. On October 25th, 27-year-old Zachary David Mount Gallette of Carter Lake was arrested for domestic abuse assault and on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County. Authorities say also an accident at around 7 p.m. Sunday in Mills County resulted in 66-year-old Kenneth Mahills of Alvin, Texas, being transported to the hospital by Glenwood Rescue. Mills County Sheriff's Office says a 2014 Nissan driven by Mahills was traveling south on Levi Road and going up the hill south of Kane. A 2000 Ford owned by 85-year-old George Weber of Glenwood was parked in the middle of the road at the crest of the hill with the driver's door open and headlights on. Weber was standing outside his vehicle wearing only brown coveralls and no reflective clothing. Officials say he had been trying to slow or stop traffic because just over the hill, they were moving a 2008 Peterbilt semi-tractor trailer out of a field entrance. Mahills noticed at the last minute that Weber was stopped on the road. He swerved to miss the Ford but hit the driver's side door, and by the time he realized what happened, Mahills was unable to stop for the semi and he ran into the trailer. A Northwest Iowa ethanol plant that was idled in mid-September has resumed production due to action in California. Kelly Neuenhaus, a farmer from Primgar, is president of the farmer-owned Siouxland Energy Center in Sioux Center.
The state of California is using a significant amount of ethanol to meet its requirements under the low carbon fuel standard, and CARB lowered our plant's carbon score by roughly 10%, giving us a new market opportunity. As a result, now we're back online and operating at 50% capacity.
CARB stands for California Air Resources Board, which regulates emissions to reduce pollution that causes smog and other air quality problems. Newenhouse testified at a congressional hearing yesterday about the Sioux Center's plant temporary shutdown and its recent restart.
This small boost came directly from California, not the EPA. The regulatory attempts by the EPA give us little confidence that we will see the relief we need.
This past spring, the ethanol industry urged California officials to approve sales of higher ethanol blends to reduce carbon emissions. Distillation at the Sioux Center ethanol plant started this past Saturday, and fermentation started on Monday. News was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate for great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.